I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, assailants thought to be linked with ISIS interrupted prayer at a mosque in northern Sinai, Egypt, and murdered over 300 Muslims. This attack is part of the ongoing persecution of Sufi Muslims in the area, and Daniel Hoffman, executive director of Middle East Concern, says
there is a history of violence against Sufi Muslims by more extreme Muslims. More than a year ago, one of the most well-known elderly Sufi sheikhs was abducted by Muslim extremists as well and beheaded.
Now, Islamist terrorist groups target anyone who disagrees with their ideology, meaning Egyptian Christians have also been a prime target. Would you ask God to strengthen these believers and that others might come to know the peace and hope of the gospel? And after the turkey comas of Thanksgiving Day and shopping sprees of the weekend, today is Giving Tuesday, and you can promote eternal change by sending your Giving Tuesday donation to the Deaf Bible Society. On Deaf Bible's app and website, they have the Bible available in 20 sign languages, and their goal is to have all 20 sign languages fully funded for next year. This includes keeping their Bible content up to date and compatible with changing technology platforms. Chantal Pagan with Deaf Bible says it serves a major need in reaching deaf people with the gospel.
We're looking to get scripture to the 70 million deaf people or native signers that there are around the world. What research shows us today is that less than 2% has actually encountered or experienced scripture in a way that they can understand.
To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.